The list of accomplishments as a result of the second meeting of the U.S.-China Strategic Economic Dialogue included expanded daily passenger flights from the U.S. to China, opening up of China's financial sector, promoting energy security and environmental protection, as well as a strengthening of China's laws in fighting counterfeit goods. But Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson told reporters this did not mean other trade categories were not discussed.
Of course, our discussions here are focused on opening all of China's markets, not just the financial sector.
And U.S. Trade Representative Susan Schwab elaborated on other subjects that were covered during the two-day discussions.
The Doha Round prospects, China's role, China's commitments to the World Trade Organization, trade in agricultural goods, including beef.
Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns assured reporters at a U.S. briefing that all of these issues were discussed.
I would mention that those conversations took place not only at our level, at the next level, the undersecretary's level, where Dr. Raymond met at the USDA this morning with Chinese officials. We believe strongly that we have to have a regulatory system that assures the American public of the safety and the quality of food that is being imported to the United States. Secretary Leavitt and I will continue to discuss steps that we feel would be necessary with our counterparts from China. We anticipate meetings right up to the time that the Chinese leave.
And indeed, the United States did continue its meetings with Chinese officials. And in a news conference at the Department of Health and Human Services, Secretary Mike Leavitt and Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns told reporters the U.S. did provide the Chinese with a list of requests to improve the safety of their food supply.
Their meat and poultry system, in some respects, is like ours. They have daily inspections. And so for us, a major issue is that we want to make sure that their system is very transparent, that we have access to that system, that we can conduct audits when we need to. And we have been able to work with China on those requests. In fact, I think on three occasions, we have done audits in China or done three audits.
These discussions will move back to China later this year. In Washington, reporting for the Department of Agriculture, I'm Brenda Curtis.